Hey there, you are listening to the Steve Booth podcast. I am Steve Booth, and today I'm going to help you out understanding the seven most common muscle growth mistakes that I see people make from my experience spending thousands of hours in the gym, coaching people, training myself personally, the research that I've done, the body transformation that I've gone through, stacking on over 20 kilos of muscle mass, and coaching hundreds of men to help them gain muscle and get in incredible shape. And so today I'm going to help you with seven common mistakes that I see. I've been guilty of all of these in the past. I'm sure you're probably guilty of some of these mistakes as well. And I'm going to go through each one individually and help you with some ways that you can avoid these mistakes, so you don't just keep making the same mistakes over and over again, and you're not just one of these guys that believes the marketing hype and the bullshit that's out there and getting frustrated with slow progress and spending hours and hours in the gym that's completely wasted, which I don't want to see you do, guys. I don't want to see you do that stuff. So if you want faster results, you want more consistent results, you want steady, lean muscle mass growth, you want to stack on muscle around your chest, your arms, your shoulders, your quads, you want to look like an absolute beast, then this is the podcast episode for you. Now, before I get into it, I just want to say a massive thank you. A massive thank you for you sitting there, whatever you're doing right now, listening to my podcast. It means a lot to me to know that I can share my experiences with you personally. I can be here talking to you in your ear and helping you out. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And if you're enjoying it, I mean, I do these podcasts for free. I don't ask for any sort of money in return, nothing like that. But if you do feel like you get like great value for this, I just ask that you share this podcast with a friend or give this podcast a rating. If you're on iTunes or something like that, you can give it a star rating. I'd really appreciate that to get the word out and get more people learning and growing and inspired through my experiences and these learnings. But let's get into it. Let's get into it. Mistake number one that I see people make all the time is that people believe that the more that you do in the gym, the better results you'll get. Like, have you been guilty of this? Do you currently believe that the more sets that you do in the gym, the more reps that you do, the more burnout sets, the more crazy shit that you do in the gym, the better results you get? Because if you do believe that, then I'm going to be the one to tell you that you've been duped, right? You now believe the epic flashy montages on YouTube. You've been brainwashed by the flashy workouts in magazines and all this sort of stuff, right? They make you believe that the more that you do, the more results you'll get. And that's just because it looks cool. It's easy to promote, right? It's easy to promote supplements and workout programs when you've got some big dude with massive arms training like a beast. You're like, wow, okay, that's what's required to get results. No, that just looks cool and it sells their products, okay? It's often complete overkill for the natural athlete or the natural bodybuilder or the natural enthusiast to do workouts commonly promoted by so many experts out there. Because still to this day, there's lots of people that believe that the more you do, the better results you'll get. And it's just, it's bullshit. Training like this can be extremely time consuming and just not worth the extra effort that you're putting in. This is why you see some guys at the gym just slog it out for years and get nowhere. Meanwhile, like as I said, I've gained 20 kilos of muscle mass in just the first couple of years of training and consistently gaining since then, just by training what some people would consider less, but it's just more effective. And I'm going to show you how to do that today. It's pretty simple. It's just really boil it down to the basics. Most people who you'll see out there that promote overtraining and just doing more and more and more, these guys are on performance enhancing drugs. It allows them to handle the volume and recover faster, right? And the truth is that you can only handle so much volume every week, and your efforts should be focused on lifting as heavy as possible with very little amounts of reps and sets in your workouts. So you shouldn't be doing things like drop sets or supersets or giant sets or burnout sets. You know, all these sorts of stuff were created to gain magazine subscriptions back in the day. They can be tools that you might want to start to incorporate, but not a staple in your workouts. The increased effort doing all this extra volume is not worth the little payoff. Too many sets in your workout week equals a loss of gains. It's just that simple. Heavy compound exercises always win. You should be focusing on progressive overload. That's the biggest, most important, proven principle in weight training for muscle growth. Progressive overload. That is raising the intensity of your workouts, not the volume or the length, just raising the intensity of the movements you do by increasing the load rather than the volume. So slowly increase that load. That's the most important thing. Every week, you should be getting slightly stronger with the sets that you do. That's mistake number one, guys. Don't fall into that trap. Mistake number two, training to feel the burn and get a pump. So many times, and I've been guilty of this in the past, but I see people who I train with or whatever, they're like, oh, I just want to get a really good pump, and they'll do exercise and they'll quickly do some more bicep curls and they'll add some more reps in here. And again, they're just doing more volume just to try and get a squeeze and a burn and a pump. And that's not an indicator of an effective muscle growth workout, right? Increased blood flow and feeling contractions. Yes, that's important. You need to increase blood flow. You need to get blood into an area. You need to feel the contractions. Yes, to an extent. But training purely to just feel a burn in that muscle group is just not necessary when trying to gain muscle mass. The burn you feel is most often a buildup of lactic acid, which doesn't really lead to muscle growth anyway, right? Working very hard with increased volume, right, which is required to get a pump and feel the burn, is again a lot of work with very little payoff. It's for show, it does not drive muscle growth. Again, the most important thing and the most important principle that we need to focus on is progressive overload. Okay, it's about how much weight you're actually lifting, not just endless sets to try and feel a pump and get that burn happening. We want to be training smarter and focus your effort on what really matters, making the small amount of sets you do actually matter. Okay, so mistake number three, wasting time with the wrong exercises. There are hundreds of exercises you can do in the gym, but not all are necessary in your workout week. Exercise selection is important for muscle growth. Anyone that tells you otherwise has absolutely no idea what they're talking about. You have to be doing the right exercises in order to grow. Yes, there's different variations of multiple different exercises, but guys, we need to be doing the right sort of exercises if you want to stimulate the most amount of muscle, you want to grow the most amount of muscle, and you want to get great results. Most people believe that you can just follow any random workout plan that you just get on Google or bodybuilding.com or anything like this and get results. And look, it's kind of true, but only for a complete beginner. A beginner can gain muscle for the first 3 months easily because their body's not used to any sort of resistance training. So think back to when you first started working out. Probably you got great results in the first few months, right, in terms of muscle growth, because your body wasn't used to any sort of resistance training. And this often causes the beginner to believe they know exactly what they're doing and think that they're an expert, right? And I know I was guilty of this. Lots of people are. They think, wow, okay, I'm getting phenomenal results in my first 3 months. I know exactly how to train, right? Doing the exercises that you feel most comfortable with, and you think that now you believe that those exercises are what's true. That's the best way to get results. But then after the first 3 to 4 months, they find themselves not experiencing the same growth that they did in their first 3 months. They end up just training harder now. So they just work for longer and longer and longer. They end up increasing their volume. They end up buying supplements. They might end up getting injured, and they get frustrated with the slower progress. And this is because they never nailed their exercise selection at the start. We've got to understand that free weights are more important than machines. That's a general rule of thumb. You should focus on heavy free weight compound movements following the rule of progressive overload. Again, studies show that free weight movements are just far superior than machine movements. Free weight movements meaning dumbbells, barbells, like things that have a free like range of movement. You're not locked into a machine, right? And we need to be doing compound movements rather than isolation movements. Compound meaning multiple joints are being used, something like a push-up versus a bicep curl, right? Which is just one joint. Okay, so we need to be focusing on heavy free weight compound movements as a staple in your workout program. Remember, this is very different for fat loss training or any other sort of training. This is purely just for muscle growth, muscle mass, right? And that's kind of the mistake that I see a lot of times. People are not programming things effectively. So if you're not programming things effectively for yourself, you have any questions around that, just hit me up with any messages. I'll be able to help you out. Mistake number four, constantly changing your routines, right? When you're training purely for muscle growth, changing your routine, your workout routine every few weeks, or even every week is completely unnecessary. Muscle confusion is just more marketing hype that you've seen out there. Again, progressive overload is more important. you need to be completing similar exercises all the time for muscle growth. It kind of gets boring, right? People that want to constantly change up their program, that's more so for variety's sake, so you don't get bored of it, than actually getting results, right? You need to be completing similar exercises all the time for muscle growth. It's really hard to evaluate your progress when with vastly different workout programs. If you're on a workout program that has your squats, your deadlift, your bench press, all your staple free weight compound movements, and then you go drastically to something completely different where you're doing like a 6-day bodybuilding split, you've completely changed it. It's so hard to track progress. It's so hard to focus on the main principle, which is progressive overload. It's very difficult to do that. You need to stick to the basics and slowly add weight. Periodization of your training is important, where you change it, you go through different stages in your training. You go through a strength phase, you go through a hypertrophy phase, you go through different stages. Yes, that's important. However, within that period, you need to have a good at least 4 to 6 weeks minimum to stick to a program to see growth. So once you have a workout program that's perfectly written for you, your body type, your goals, the stage that you're at, you need to stick to that for at least 4 to 6 weeks. The more experienced you are, generally the longer you should stay at a program. So when you first start with me, like generally with the guys that I coach, I will change their program up every 4 to 6 weeks for the first few months, right? And then as they start to get more experience, you change it up slightly less when they're focused on muscle growth. Again, slightly different to fat loss, slightly different for athletes, all sorts of different people. But for just purely training for muscle mass, like the experienced lifter should only change their program every 3 months. You really need time to be able to let your body adjust, see the progress, and get some good growth through it. Also, if you're not actually following a structured workout plan right now, you're just kind of walking around doing exercises off the top of your head, I'm telling you are missing out big time. There's been times where I just kind of just go through just wing it when I go into the gym. And I'm telling you, the times that I just go in and wing it, I think I'm getting a badass workout, but it's just not structured properly. It never is. I end up doing too much volume or not enough. I haven't sat down. I haven't calculated it out. I haven't made it perfect. And I'm really just getting way slower results. It's the times always that I've been on a really strict program and I've just followed exactly what's in the plan, where I've mapped it out, it's perfect, and I do what's on the plan. Those are the times that I always get phenomenal results. Always. And same with the guys that I coach as well. Like I've had guys come to me for coaching who have been training for years and years and years and without following a proper plan. I give them the perfect structure for them and they get more results in the first month than they have in the last 3 years of working out combined. And this happens all the time. And people are shocked, absolutely shocked. They're like, dude, I've been training for years, 1 month, and what happened? And that's because they finally followed a great structure that's going to work for them. So don't underestimate the power of the workout plan, an effective one. Mistake number 5, lifting like an idiot. I'm sure you guys have seen this before. Most bad form, right? It's in every gym. It's plagued by every gym because people just kind of, they don't generally hire personal trainers or coaches or anything like this. And they just kind of want to lift as heavy as they can, but they completely disregard their form. So please don't make this mistake. It's a simple mistake that can be avoided. Don't let your ego get in the way of getting results. Lift what you can. Obviously, push the limits with how much weight you can lift, but lift what you can with perfect form. Looking cool isn't worth the slow results and injuries. It's that simple. You need to be completing the exercises correctly. You cannot be risking any sort of injury because it is very common with weightlifting. So make sure that you lift perfect form as heavy as you can. Do not lift like an idiot. It's a simple mistake that can be definitely avoided. Mistake number 6, lifting like a bitch. All right, this is when you're bitching out. And look, I've been guilty of this in the past. I think a lot of people have, where they kind of just get in a groove. They start to just go through the motions. You cannot do that. You've got to work hard. Most people just don't want to lift really heavy because it's really uncomfortable. But the truth is you have to lift like an absolute beast, not a bitch. You will stay the same unless you lift heavy and get uncomfortable, right? That little bit deeper in your squat, that little bit heavier for your squat, that little bit heavier for your bench press. Like this is crucial to really push yourself and lift like an absolute beast every single set. Remember, on a lot of the plans that I write and a lot of plans I suggest, it's not about the crazy amounts of volume. It's quite low volume. So when you do have a set and every single rep, you've got to feel it. Every single fucking rep. Rep 1, rep 3, rep 6, rep 10. They all need to be intense. You can't just make the last couple of reps every set count. You've got to make every single rep count, right? You need to be lifting like an absolute beast. Going through the motions is just not enough. You going through the motions for fat loss, yeah, you'll lose fat, but for muscle growth, you can't just go through the motions and expect your body to increase muscle mass. You will stay the same, and then it's a complete waste. If you just go through the motions, you will not change. You have to experience pain. That's just what it is. Mistake number seven, final mistake that I see a lot of people make, and yeah, there's others as well, but these are the main ones, is that you're just either not eating enough to gain weight, or you're eating too much and you're gaining fat, right? Muscles don't grow in the gym. Muscles get destroyed in the gym. They grow and recover outside of the gym. So if you want to grow your muscles, it's not just about destroying them, it's about how you actually recover. Recovery is one of the most important laws of muscle growth. Most men overtrain and do not eat enough calories or protein. And you just simply will not grow at all if you don't eat enough. You need to monitor your caloric intake religiously if you want to get consistent muscle growth. It's not enough to guess what you're eating and just hope for the best. Again, this guesswork with your training programming and your nutrition, it's just not going to work. But guys, you have to make sure that you're eating enough calories to grow, and it can't be excessive either. And I've done multiple podcasts on nutrition, calories, macronutrients, eating for weight loss, eating for muscle growth. Make sure you go and have a look through some of my other podcasts about specific nutrition for you guys, because it can definitely help you. I think the first ever podcast that I did, number one, two, and three, they were all about flexible dieting and how to calculate your calories and all that sort of stuff. So you might want to go all the way back to the start and check out some of those other podcasts that I've done. But guys, these are the main seven mistakes that I've seen. You may be guilty of some of these. I know I sure have been at stages throughout my training. Again, bit of a recap. Mistake number one, believing that more sets equals more growth and just doing crazy amounts of volume. Not important. Mistake number two, training just to feel a pump and get a burn. Again, ineffective. Mistake number three, wasting time with the wrong exercises. Guys, you've got to stick to the stuff that actually works. Mistake number four, constantly changing your routines and never sticking to a plan. Again, massive mistake. Mistake number five, lifting like an idiot. Mistake number six, lifting like a bitch. And mistake number seven, just messing up your nutrition, not eating enough to gain weight, or eating too much and ending up to gaining fat. So guys, those are the main seven mistakes. I hope it's kind of shed some light into some areas into that you're making mistakes in right now. I know sometimes it takes a bit of a slap in the face or someone actually saying it to you for you to realize, oh, okay, I'm maybe lifting like a bitch here, or maybe my nutrition isn't perfect, or maybe I'm going a little bit too heavy and my form's shit. Maybe I need to fix that, or look, maybe I'm doing too much volume, or hey, I'm not even on a workout plan. I need to get on a workout plan. Maybe there's something from this that's gonna inspire you to take some action. So I really hope you do. The reason I do this podcast is not just to give you cool information, but to help you guys actually take action, implementation on this stuff. So go away, and from this podcast, you should have a bit of a list and a bit of an idea of what you need to improve on, what you need to fix to make your training as effective as possible to gain consistent muscle mass. But guys, thanks again for listening to this podcast. I've enjoyed it. Make sure you give this a rating. I'd really appreciate it on iTunes or something like that. Give me a 5-star rating. And guys, I will see you on the next podcast.